Hey guys, it's Tim from Capes and Scowls, and today we're going to be doing another trade review so we can throw it in the vault and you can reference it for all of eternity, should you find the need. If you want to talk to me on the social medias, the best way is Twitter, and I'm at @mad_dog_Tim. I'm the same thing on, I'm on Twitch, I'm on Instagram, I'm on a bunch of things. Instagram is at Capes and Scowls Podcast. It's a mix of my personal stuff and the podcast. And yeah, check out all of that if you remotely care. If you don't, leave me the hell alone. Up today, we have Hazed from Image Comics. This came out in 2008, and it's kind of an interesting book. Hazed is about hazing and about college life, but it's not in the educational kind of way. It's in the silly kind of way, in the tongue-in-cheek cautionary tales. This is very much the new version of Heathers, the new version of Mean Girls, which it definitely gets inspirations from. Your writer is Mark Sable. Your artist is Robbie Rodriguez. Letters by Kristen Ferretti. And there's gray tones, there's no coloring, there's really interesting gray tones by Nick Bolardi. Your basic plot. Hazed is the story of a modern sorority. It draws comparisons to Heathers and Mean Girls, like I said. Sable maps out college life well, displaying college life and hierarchy. This is a dark comedy that at times gets darker than most, likely because its source material is real life for many students all across the globe. When it gets weird, it gets real weird, and, you know, I think people have varying degrees on some of the topics that get touched in this, and I think for some people they'll just be like, this is gross, I don't need this, and other people will just be like, whatever, that's fine, I don't care. But I just never I have never enjoyed the Mean Girl thing, but I gave this a fair shot, so let's see here. Your bullet points. This book tackles eating disorders, hazing, and casual sex. All of the characters at one point or another feel a little gross. College stereotypes are abound, as the hot girls are catty, with the newest pretty girl, and her friend who is, quote-unquote, the normal one, which of course means she's the ugly one in their eyes. The men in the story are awful human beings, almost exclusively. The men are gross. The gray tones are added well, but the quality of this trade is low and looks muddy. This was the book I have, which is a first printing, is newsprint, and I don't know why Image chose to do that. I think most of their books were the glossy paper by this point, and I think the gray tones would look even better on that, since it's on this like brownish newsprint kind of thing. It just doesn't work as well. Robbie Rodriguez looks strong art-wise, with some creative moments. Your letters are above average at times, which was nice. Sable's writing is perhaps too accurate, as there's rarely a moment to smile or recover from all the tragedy. Sable, I believe, had a history with a university, and that's probably why he's so good at this and jarring. This book was well presented, yet is super difficult for me to recommend. So, my final thoughts. This book, it was not for me. I do hate the Mean Girl stories. I've even said that on Tapes and Scowls when I, what did I watch? Was a damn movie with Glenn Close. The Devil Wears Prada. It's just Mean Girls for adults. I hate all those stories. But I thought, let me give this a fair shot, because I do like, I'm not like big on college and high school kind of stories in most mediums, not just comics, but things like Giant Days have come out since that I love, and that's all about girls in college. That book is fantastic, because I think the humor doesn't get as dark, and it has feel-good moments, and it kind of has a better mix. Everyone put in an impressive amount of work on this book. They really did. The hard work does show. I feel everyone associated with this title actually got so much better after the title. Robbie Rodriguez has grown leaps and bounds since this title, which I still think he did solid work on. This book has so much effort in it. You can see the hard work. It just isn't for me. If you like mean girls acting like bitches to each other and watching everyone suffer, this book will make you proud. So time to score, everybody, and like I said, keep in mind, this book was made well. I think Image had an interesting decision going with the newsprint style. I don't think they had to do that at the time. I don't know what the logic behind that is, but I think it hurt the gray tones, which muddied everything down. The only time you kind of had a more white, clear presentation on the panels to break it up was a word balloon. Otherwise, everything was just a muddied gray. And I don't think that's bad, speaking bad of Nick Filardi, because I think he did everything right. Just think that it was a weird printing decision. I don't know if it's been printed again since, and has a better paper quality, because I think it really would make a world of difference. And I'm going to do the scores, and everybody has decent scores here, and the book's going to get a lower score because it's not for me. I feel that if you enjoy these kind of books, you can probably add another point or so, point and a half to this score. But for me, it is not going to get that. So please understand, everybody did great, not for me. Mark Sable, I gave him a 6.0. I thought the story was good. I just thought it was such a downer, and it needed to be a dark comedy. It just kind of needs more moments of joy, more moments of drama. You know, it needs real world drama to go with real world pain. And it just was an exercise in torture for me. I'm sorry. But you did well. I loved the wording. I loved the dialogue. Everything was done well, just not for me. Robbie Rodriguez got a 7.0. Robbie does well. Robbie's gotten so much better over the years. Definitely don't sleep on Robbie. Robbie's great. Kristen Ferretti on the lettering gets an 8.0. You know, people don't appreciate lettering enough. I think she did a great job here. Nothing to make her above and beyond everyone else, but she did a very good job, and there was a couple moments that were actually pretty brilliant. And the gray tones, they're from Nick. They're going to get 7.0, Nick Filarity. And I think the gray tones were good. I think it was a printing error to use that type of paper. I think it really hurt it overall in its presentation. So something can be good, but if it doesn't look good, what can I say? It's gonna bother you as you're reading it. My overall score on the book is a 5.0 out of 10. I do not hate this book. I just hate its subject matter. I think the book was done fine, and I think everybody put in good effort, and I think you should all be proud of your work. I think Image made a mistake with the way they printed this book, and plus it's a smaller sized book. It is not your normal size. It's a little bit smaller, which when you shrink down those gray tones, and you really did have an issue there. But I think solid work from all these people. I think they've all gone on to do good things. So that is it. That is our newest trade review. I hope this was helpful to you. Like I said, I hope this puts it in perspective and lets you know whether this book is for you. Again, I've been Tim from Capes and Scowls at @mad_dog_Tim. Feel free to get at me. Tell me what an idiot I am. I do not mind that. I do not mind healthy debates on my stupidity. So have a good one, and we'll see you back soon. And thanks for listening.